338 here at WCHL Studios. Aaron Keck with you on the afternoon news. Joined now by Dustin Butters, fitness director for the UNC Wellness Center at Menomont and the head coach for the Team Massage Envy Spa South Point team in our Healthiest You Challenge, rejoining us after coaching the male champion last year. So congratulations and welcome back, Dustin.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Aaron. It's great to be here. Buddy Barr was an incredible asset to our team last year. I think he lost a total of almost 60 pounds.
Wow.
In 8 weeks.
Wow.
It was impressive. He lost, I think, probably 70% of our total overall weight loss last year.
That is incredible. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I mean, he was quite a motivation for everybody else on our team and also for the coaches. I mean, Samantha Manis and I are coaching again. And yeah.
And you teamed up last year too,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, yeah. Right, yeah. So we're having a great time this year. We've got a wonderful team again this year. We call them Team Envious the Second, and because everybody's going to be envious of all the weight loss
that's gone through.
So we're really excited. We've, like I said, got a very energetic team. We're looking forward to it. We had a wonderful workout last night, 7 p.m. We were flipping tires, jumping up on tires, doing up-downs, pushing cars around the parking lot. I mean, it was... They're ready to go.
The only time I ever do that is when I come out to the parking lot and I see that my tire is blown.
Exactly.
And then I do it, and it's great, but, you know, yeah. I feel good for the rest of the week, but never on my own accord. So all of this is part of the Healthiest You Challenge. We do it every year at WCHL. Bunch of teams, 64 contestants, if I remember
right.
Is that the number? Yep. 64 contestants all taking part in this 8-week challenge, and you are in week 2 of this challenge. And how is it for the competitors who are doing this? I know every single year everyone goes and they do it and they have such a great time and they get a lot out of it as well, and they lose a lot too, you know,
right.
Talking about people losing 60 pounds, that's not necessarily the norm, but people emerge from this a lot healthier than they started.
That's very accurate, Aaron. We actually had Buddy has been in the gym pretty much every day since it ended last year.
Yeah.
Kristen Brown, who was also on the team last year, has been coming in pretty much every day. Heather, who I think was the top 2 overall female from our team last year, we see her quite often. And I think just in general, even if they don't get weight loss, they get tips, they get education, they learn how to incorporate healthy habits into their daily lives that'll ultimately set them up for, you know, life, not just
yes.
for 6 weeks. And so that's really what we want to get out of this. That's why it's the Healthiest You.
Mm.
It's not a weight loss challenge. It's the Healthiest You. So what can I do to be healthier every day for the rest of my life?
And it's a great opportunity to not just learn how to develop healthy habits, but actually to develop them over the course of this this 2-month period. And once you get those habits, a lot of people just stick with them. It's a lot easier to do.
Yeah, that's very true. We have such good feedback about this program, and you know, I wish we could open it up to more teams, more competitors, more participants. And maybe in the future we can, but yeah, they definitely get a lot out of this. And even as coaches, we get so much out of this. Seeing those people lose weight and change as much as they do, I mean, that's inspiring for us as well. It makes us love our job so much more. You know, we want to go back to work again the next day and say, you know what, I want to see that again. So it's really inspiring for us, really motivating for us as well.
That's awesome. So what do you have planned for your team over the next few weeks? And one of the fun parts about the Healthiest You Challenge is all the different exercises and all the different activities that you guys plan. So what's on tap for Team Envious 2?
Well, I can't give away all of our secrets, you know, but pushing the car is definitely going to be one of them.
All right.
Basically, what Samantha and I like to do is we get together early in the week and we talk about or later in the week after the workout, we talk about what it is that our team particularly has interests in. What were the questions they were asking during the workout? And then we try to develop a game plan, basically a lecture, if you will, during our workout about what we can talk to them about. So this week was about goal setting. I sent out an email to them talking about setting SMART goals, S-M-A-R-T. Do they have one? Have they set it yet? How are they going to get there? So next week we'll have a lesson plan set up, and we'll talk about how to set up your own program and then go from there. We'll talk about heart rate and RPE and how to get into a strength training program, a cardiovascular training program safely and effectively. And so we'll set up a lesson plan each week. We also set up a challenge for them each week. And it's usually pretty general, you know, do an hour of some sort of activity you've never done before. Try something new. We might have a push-up challenge. We might do something like that. But we always try to make sure that the workouts are fun, that they're getting a lot of education out of it, and that we have some motivational tips in those emails and during our workouts that they can at least take away.
So it really is individually tailored to the specific group of people that you're working with.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what advice can you give for people who, you know, obviously we only have 64 people who can take part in this challenge every year, but everyone out there could stand to be healthier, of course. Obviously, it's always an ongoing project for everyone. So what advice do you have for people out there who maybe not taking part in the challenge, but looking to be healthier in their lives?
You know, I got a couple of things. There's a few really easy tips that everybody can do. And the first one is substitute water for every other drink for at least 24 hours. It's a very simple thing to do. If you drink soda, I mean, that's going to take away at least 100 calories per soda that you're going to drink in a day. So that's a huge change right there. And over the course of the week, that could end up being thousands of calories. We know 3,500 calories equals 1 pound of fat. So if you can eliminate that from your diet, that's one less pound you got to worry about.
Right.
Walking everywhere, taking the steps, park as far away as you can, all those same tips that we've heard before. If you are at a gym, you're at a club, I highly suggest you take advantage of the fitness instructors that are there. They're not only on the floor to oversee the safety of our participants, they're there to provide guidance, to give you tips. So, you know, you don't have to necessarily hire a personal trainer. If you've got the extra income to do that, then go right ahead because you'll get a lot out of it. But use those fitness floor instructors and say, hey, what's another exercise I can do? How do I know if I'm in the right training zone? They'll be able to help you out with that.
That's awesome. And again, that's really good advice about parking far away, taking the steps. Just you don't necessarily have to make it a point to go to the gym and set aside time to work out. You can make time literally 24/7.
Yeah, I mean, that's so true. A lot of people who have desk jobs, mm-hmm. you know, one of the things I usually tell them is, yes, I know, I understand you have to be in front of the computer. Get up every 30 minutes and go for a short little walk, 2, 3, 4 minutes. That adds up throughout the day. The American College of Sports Medicine, the Department of Health and Human Services, they both recommend at least 30 minutes a day of physical activity. They don't say 30 minutes at one time. They say 30 minutes over the course of a day. So if you can get 3 minutes here, 4 minutes there, 5 minutes there, it's all going to add up and you're going to be good to go by the end of the day, and you can just build on that.
That's good advice. Dustin Butters, Fitness Director for the UNC Wellness Center at Meadowmont, co-head coach of Team Massage Envy Spa South Point. Thanks for joining us and best of luck to you and your team.
Thanks a lot, Aaron. I appreciate it. Go Team Massage Envy.
All right. 346 here at WCHL Studios. Keeping things going right now with the commentator.